Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Merry Christmas. This is the co-host of the Fernando Poniente Show. I am going to be talking with our guest, Winston Pitts. He has his Talk Time radio show usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And let's see if he's on the other line. Hello, is this Winston?
Oh, yeah, this is me.
Hi. So how are you doing tonight?
Doing good. I'm doing good.
That's good. So you ready to be interviewed?
I'm scared. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I know Fernando doesn't usually do this, but is it okay if we lead in prayer for just like a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. It'd be fine.
All right. Dear Jesus, we pray for you to please continue and bless us, and please bless everybody listening to this show, and Winston and his family too, and we pray, Jesus, for you to please guard us and our thoughts and minds, and help the people that you desire to listen to this show to listen to this show, and keep the enemy away. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so some questions. How old are you?
The magic 14, I guess you would say.
That's good, that's good. What grade are you in school?
What was that? I couldn't hear you. I was interrupted by this little thing here. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. What grade are you in school?
Oh, I'm in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade? Do you
like
school?
Kind of. When I do good.
Right. So what do you like about school?
I don't know. I mean,
you know.
Friends, I guess, might spend a time. I guess that's probably the number one thing, I guess, you know, would ring a bell. It can come to my head.
Okay. Do you have a lot of friends there?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Makes it easier when you have friends. Are they Christian friends?
Most of them are.
That's good. Then you have those, you know, fellowship and things like that. You do go to church. I know you go to church, right?
Oh, yeah.
Almost every Sunday?
And Wednesday.
Oh, that's good. So do you have Bible study or youth group on Wednesday?
Actually, we have fellowship on Wednesday. We start at 5. Well, actually, it starts at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
What we do is eat first, and then the youth goes to the youth, and we have, the youth, this is from 7th grade, no, 7th grade to senior year.
Okay.
And we have a youth pastor. And,
that's
you
good.
Know, then the other, 200 of us, 200 people that go to my church go to the sanctuary. And that's where they have, I guess you would call Bible study.
Okay. Wow,
yeah.
That's really nice, you know. And then you have a fellowship. You don't have to maybe cook or just cook something light.
Exactly,
something like
yeah.
Everybody
we have, like, teams.
Cooking.
We have, like, teams. We have, like, 5 or 6 teams that, like, if their group is, like, 6, maybe 3 or 4 people or 5 people in a group. And, you know, everybody don't have to do this, but most of the people that come have groups they're in. And they, like, cook. That group cooks one night. I mean, one Wednesday night. The next group cooks one Wednesday night, you know. So that's how it works.
Do you mind if I ask? You don't have to share with the listeners if you don't want to, but what church do you go to?
Oh, I go to the Tellerville First Baptist Church of Tellerville, Mississippi.
Tellerville. Okay.
Taylorsville.
Taylorsville.
There you go. Yeah.
Taylorsville Baptist Church. Have you been baptized yet?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But yeah, I was 9 when that happened, yes.
Do you remember like, what they did with like, for the listeners that don't know what baptism, you know, you were 9, a lot of people maybe, they're like, oh, baptized baby. What's that about when you, like, you get baptized when you're, like, 9 years old? What happens?
Well, you know, first, of course, there's water involved, but the water, you know, it's not really it's just a symbol of that
okay.
You have, it's a symbol, basically. It's not nothing to do, you know, with the, I guess you would so-called, say, the actual accepting, you know, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's more to symbolize saying that I have committed my life, and, you know, that, you know, and then also, you know, you walk into the water, and, you know, it's freezing cold, and, like Brother Ricky, the Ricky Cummings, the pastor up there at the Sugar Tellerville, he will put some salt on your tongue, and then he will baptize you, and then give you a candle, symbolizing
wow.
the light of the world.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I mean, he gives you this candle, and it symbolizes you. You're the light of the world, and you should let Jesus be light of your world.
That is a really good idea. I've never heard of that. And the salt on the tongue, what's that for?
I really don't know. I mean, I was baptized by my other preacher, Brother Clark, I can't say his name right now. But he left, and now Brother Ricky came.
Go ahead. Maybe they do the salt on the tongue as also the symbolization that you're the salt of the earth.
That's it. That's it right there. Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
You hit the nail. You hit the nail on the head right there. Exactly what I'm about to say. Exactly what he says.
Yeah, our daughter, she's been wanting to get baptized for many years. She's been wanting to get baptized, though. We used to see people get baptized, and they're so cute. The kids so cute. And praise God, glory to God, that God kept them safe. So what they did was they were in the bathtub taking a bath probably a couple years ago, and they're like, they baptized each other. I believe, I can't remember if they said, in Jesus' name, baptize you. But I know they baptized each other. And so she's been really wanting to get baptized, like maybe it's called, I still believe that's baptism, what they did, but she wants to get baptized, you know, in a church or some setting like
yeah.
that. And she's been wanting to, so I think if it's Lord Jesus Christ will, that this Sunday she might be getting that because her birthday is Wednesday. So we were thinking about, like,
that's
you know,
good.
Her birthday. So, yeah, so that's a good thing that you shared that about your baptism because perhaps we'll see if I'll mention that to Fernando and maybe we can give her a candle. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
So are you kind of, like, at your church, I don't know if they have, like, worship team or if it's called choir or people that sing in the front or play in musical instruments. Do you do anything like that?
Oh, yes. His name, I'm a worship leader or a music director, David Montgomery, actually have an ensemble team that sings like every other night that
mm-hmm.
the youth praise team don't. I'm in the youth praise team. We have about and the people that actually show up, they actually, you know, there's some people that every now and then they show up, but like in the whole youth group, in the whole youth, you know, praise team, we have about 7 people. And the ensemble team we have all together, I'm thinking, if I count them out in my head, 6 or 7.
Okay.
And in the choir itself, we have about, like, I would say about 28
wow.
to 30 maybe.
Wow. Any babies in that choir?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean, like babies?
Like maybe there's a mom in that she wants to be in the choir, she brings her baby up there, you know, then. They're together.
I've never seen that done before, Adetina.
Okay. Just wondering. You know, because Jesus does say he ordains praise on the lips of infants and children too. So that's like, you know, but sometimes they have like somebody else to watch the kids if the mom wants to be in the choir.
Yeah, we have a daycare in the back too.
Really?
A nursery, I would say. For the little ones, maybe, you know, 2-year-old, 3-year-olds.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, the parents want to be able to hear the message, and if, you know, they have to be in the nursery, just, you know. Can you hear in the nursery? Like, is there speakers in there or no?
We broadcast on TV. So, yes, we broadcast on TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, actually, you know what? If you want to hear, I'm gonna do this. I just thought about this. I'm going to upload our Christmas cantata onto YouTube.
Okay.
So if you want to, I'll give you a link later on if you want to. And I'll let you hear that, and maybe I'll give one of Brother Ricky's sermons. I'll upload it. And he got a doctorate degree in theology, and I think he just got his master's degree in it. And he's got a doctorate in chemistry, too. I mean, this guy I believe this guy is the smartest man I've met. I've met a lot of people, a lot of smart people. I mean, you know, this guy.
That's pretty good that he's like, he has that and that you're, you know. What are you interested in? Like, what do you think that God wants you to do when you get older?
Well,
also,
I mean, you know, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. You saying something?
And also my other part of that question is what do you do now? You can answer it in either order.
I'm gonna start in the order that you said it.
Okay.
I really don't know. I mean, you know, the way you lead me now, I guess in radio, maybe possibly being a I can't think what you call it. It's, I guess, a pianist, but I guess you would call a greater scale, maybe. Maybe like a concert type of recital. Yeah, recital. That's the word I'm looking for. Pianist and all that. And the other question was, I'm a talk show host right now. And, you know, I play the piano. I've been playing for 9 years. And literally taught myself how to play. I took lessons after I taught myself to maybe further my, my playing habits, and it really didn't work out because really I couldn't understand it. But I explained it to myself, and I could understand actually teaching myself better than I could somebody else teaching me.
Right.
And that's how, I mean, you know, there are some people out there that I said, you know, if you want to really, if you can comprehend the music, you would be best teaching yourself how to play.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, you know, basically teach yourself anyway, but to the extent where nobody's helping you, you sit there and look at the music, and literally, I've literally spent hours every day practicing.
Your parents didn't mind you playing with the piano? Some parents don't like their kids playing with the piano. That's good that your parents don't mind that. Because I know some parents, they're like, don't touch the piano. You're going to make it out of tune. like you said that, so you've won an award for playing piano too, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What kind of award is that?
I went to a recital in our capital, and I'm coughing here. Hold on a minute.
Okay,
I had to give me something to drink. I'm sorry. We went to Jackson, and I won. Place in the the talent contest, and again, I got judged proficient in the, as far as the actual note reading part, I guess you would call it. I don't remember what they called it on the little pamphlet, but I got proficient in that. I played a Beethoven piece. So actually the note reading, I got proficient, and actually the one that was playing by the ear, I got a proficient on. So, I mean, you know. And then, speaking about awards, I knew this was going to be kind of coming up next, or I guess it was, since we're talking about awards, but I actually was selected to go to the Congressional Youth Leadership Council in Washington, D.C. This year, and I was elected, and 50 people out of 50 of the United States, 50 people get elected for this. Wow. So, you know, I'm just really, you know, surprised, but I mean, you know, excited about that. And this leadership, the leadership, too. I mean, it's the leadership count, and you were selected by your, not your grades, but your leadership potential.
Wow, and, that's good.
I think I mentioned this to you a few hours ago when we was talking, that, you know, the only people that have went here so far has ended up working in a government-related, such as the vice president, the secretary of state, they have all of them.
All of them have been selected at one point in time?
Exactly.
Wow. This is good. Let me mention our call-in number real quick, just in case any listeners want to call in. It's 1-347-884-8125. That's 347-884-8125. So yeah, that's. I think that you, just by you being one of our frequent callers into the Fernando Poniente show on blogtalkradio.com, I think that you do have, like, for your age, you have a lot of leadership potential, because there's not a lot of. You told me earlier that you have 12 FM radio stations and 5 AM, right?
Exactly, yes.
And there's not a lot of 14-year-olds that have that. You know, they're like, you know what I mean? There's not a lot that are interested in that. So that's good that you are interested in that, because perhaps God will lead you in that way to just continue to increase in knowledge. I mean, I know, like, Fernando, he just, like, Lord just has blessed him with so much wisdom that he didn't go to school for social media marketing, but he just keeps on excelling in that, and he knows how to design websites just by himself, self-taught with God's help, you know. And so,
exactly.
I mean, and, you know, we have the business that we have, and if we would have thought about, like, what we want to do in our future when we were your age, we'd probably be, you know what I mean, making more money, having more time freedom and financial freedom, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
So that's good that you're thinking about, I don't know if you're thinking about your future, but you're on the track of your future, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you
I
have
am.
those things. Are you really thinking about your future? Like, are you making goals for yourself?
Well, no, I'm not making goals, and that's, I don't know why I'm not, but I'm not making goals. But I am... I guess, I'm making, I guess, a goal to, like, one big goal. One
okay.
big goal. I don't know, I mean, I don't know if you get that or not, but what I'm trying to do here is, and I think it's working well for me so far, is I'm trying to get experience everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I can say, so when, you know, I go to college and they say, oh, have you ever done any radio broadcasting? Well, yeah, I've done it for three years. I've done it for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And not only on BTR, I've done it a while. I mean, a long, long time, a very long time on podcast.com. I mean, that was most of my time there. But then I found BTR and I said, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, you know, and then, I mean, you know, I'm a frequent caller. I'm a blogger for many shows. I'm a co-host of some shows. I mean, you know, and, you know, that can all come back onto me when I get, you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So.
What do your parents think about that you were so involved with you know, being on a phone a lot and, you know, the computer, perhaps you're on a computer a lot. What are your parents, like, think and say about that?
You would know the truth. I'm really not on the computer that much. And,
okay.
You know, anytime you go on Facebook, you see me on there. But, see, that's the point. I log on to Facebook, and I may walk outside and do some work, and I may log, I mean, you know, but I mean, you know, most people say, you're on Facebook a lot. You must be on the computer a lot. Well, I'm not. I just log on my Facebook, and I just walk away from it, you
okay.
know. But I'm really on, I'm not on the computer that much. I may spend on a daily basis on the computer, maybe, this may seem a lot to you, but it's really not a lot to me, but 8 hours.
Wow.
A day. And that's not a lot. That's not a lot now. That's, I mean, you know, I could spend 12 hours a day on the computer,
yeah.
but, I mean, I don't. And,
you sound like somebody else I know.
Fernando?
Yeah. When he's home, when you know, he's on the computer so much, doing so many different things that Lord's just really been blessing me where it doesn't bother me, but he used to bother me, you know, because he's just doing so much stuff, you know, for business and for people and social media marketing. So,
well, let's not get to, don't get me wrong now. I mean, you know, I play sports. I'm very active outside, especially outside. You
Good.
Know, I go outside, clean. I mean, you know, I'll do, you know, cut the yards and all that. I mean, you know, I'm not really a fat guy, I don't think. Maybe
yeah.
maybe I'm not gonna try to share this, try to be bragging, but I weigh 150.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, you know, I'm not really that fat. You know, most people that's on the computer, and not speaking about Fernando, but I'm talking about people that's on the computer like seriously has no job but stays on the computer 24/7, and they're like, you know, you notice they are like, you know, obese. And
yep,
it's
sort of
kind of, I know people, some thinking out there, he must be obese. He's really fat. He must weigh like 300 pounds.
Yeah, for 8 hours, like, eating those cheeseburgers, like, you know, fast food, just, like, sitting there. You know, because, like, it's kind of like TV a little bit, perhaps, if you just, like, sit down and you just, like, I don't know, maybe it's a little different. They say when you are watching TV, it's not good to eat because you just overeat because you don't really notice. You're just putting something in your
exactly.
mouth, you know. So, yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, too, is are you on any teams or you're involved with sports, you said, but are you on any teams for, like, school or... Or,
yeah.
You play baseball, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, what do you, so like, you're on the computer about average, like, 8 hours a day, and then you go to school, like, what, 6 or 7 or 8 hours?
Let's see, were you talking about actually in school or when I'm at the school house? Because I had to go to my mom, with my mom, because she went to the school.
Oh,
and
okay.
we had to get there at, we're supposed to get there at 6:30, but we don't. We get there at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So if you count, so if I'm actually, like, talking about teaching class, it's
yeah.
from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock central. So,
okay.
But if you're talking about actually, like, at the schoolhouse,
yeah.
7 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
So do you, like, for that extra hour, do you go on computer maybe, like, half an hour, 45 minutes?
I never get on the computer at school, not unless, you know, I'm, you know, I have to.
Okay. And then
so
you play sports, and unless you have to. Does your school use a lot of computers? Then they don't use a lot of computer programs, huh?
Oh, okay. Yes, they do. They have, every room has a computer.
Wow. It's like, I remember when I was in school, you just get to use a computer, like, once in a while.
Our exam this 9 weeks of this semester was on the computer. So we do test on computer a lot.
So do your parents get upset with you being, like, on the computer so much?
If I just do my homework. But I most of the time most of the time I don't do my homework at home. I do it at school. You know, when I say that now, I know you're probably saying, well, you just wait to the morning time and do it. No, I do it in class, and I get
through
with it.
Exactly. I was wondering if you had, like, a study hall. Sometimes people do that, and that's good.
We don't have study hall, though.
Okay.
We don't have study hall. Just when I have free time, you know, once I, like, get through my work, like, math class, she'll tell us what my homework is, like, right there, maybe half a class. And then she'll give us the classwork, and I get through that classwork, I'm, you know, free. So I can just, I just do my homework then.
That's good. That's good. So, like, so your parents, like, they're, as long as you're doing your homework and you're getting good grades, they're supportive of what you do then?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's basically it.
Do you ever watch TV?
Yes. But I start to go to bed, and when I'm not on the computer, and when I'm not outside. That's the only time. The only shows that I really watch on TV is Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, maybe a little bit of Family Guy, and possibly a little bit of Comedy Central, and that's, and maybe a little news, but that's basically it. Yeah, that's all that's, you know, worthwhile to me. Maybe, and also maybe a little Travel Channel and Discovery Channel.
So you haven't heard of iCarly then, or?
Oh, no, I don't watch that stuff. I know
probably
some
had that web show.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong now. I don't watch cartoons like everybody else does, apparently, in my grade. I get fussed at. You don't watch cartoons, Lance? You don't watch SpongeBob?
Right,
I don't have time for that.
Exactly,
I don't have time for that.
So, like, Christmas is coming up. Are you, like, does your family do anything special for Christmas, like bake cookies or wrap presents together or anything like that? Go shopping for presents?
Well, definitely go shopping for presents. But, we all get together at my grandma's house. And, yeah, like everybody, like literally everybody.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Yeah, we, when my grandma was still alive, we used to go over there. I don't remember if it was sometimes Christmas Eve, sometimes Christmas Day, but yeah, we used to go over there also like around Christmas time. She lived right next door to us, so it was pretty nice. But that was like a long time ago. She died a long time ago, and then I think my grandpa stopped doing it, but the year before he died, I think he had the party at his house. Like maybe he knew, people say maybe he knew his time was, you know, up or some, almost up, because he died like maybe 11 days after Christmas, so.
Wow.
So, yeah. But Lord work it out, you know, Lord knows when it's best. So, like, so you don't bake cookies together? You guys, are you eat cookies?
We bake cookies, but we not may not bake them together.
Okay.
Most of the time,
so
my dad's gone, you know.
Oh.
Because he drives over the road, you know, a lot. And, but, you know, he might get off for Christmas this year. I think he, anyway, I think he will, even for Christmas Eve. But most of the time, you know, he's on the road.
All right. That's good to know. Yeah, I was going to ask you if your parents, you know, together, because they seem like that they're together.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure, you know.
Yeah, my parents are together. But, I mean, that's a nice question because, you know, I ask that question a lot. I know it's inappropriate. But either it's a yes or no question, you know. I mean, you know, I can tell when people, when a child's family is divorced, I just look at the child itself and the behavior of it. And you can tell if the parent's divorced or not. And we don't have to ask, you know. I guess that's kind of a negative thought there, but, you know, again.
I'm going to put you on. I'm going to play some music real quick, and I'm going to come right back, okay?
Okay, hey.
Yeah.
Is Fernando about to come on?
He is.
What is this gonna be, the 10:30?
Yep, it is gonna be. Do you have something to go do?
I have one thing to do, and it's probably gonna take me probably to about 10 o'clock, and I promise Fernando I'd call him in. I'm working on this new software I got. And I promise you, I'll call you at 10 o'clock. I just want to kind of make that known so when you saw me hung up, you wouldn't thought, you know.
Okay.
So, I'll call you at 10 o'clock.
All right. Thank you for your time and for doing the interview with me.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my big surprise. 'Cause right on the bottom were two big buttons that looked like the green eyes.
I first pushed one,
and then the other. Then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, here is what it is.
Hey, it's Dawn, the co-host of Blog Talk Radio, or as my guest that I'm going to be interviewing for a few minutes. Her name is, what's your name?
Frances.
Says ho, ho, ho instead of hey, hey, hey. All right, Frances, I have a question for you. What do you believe about Santa Claus?
Well, I can't really say anything, but what I think about Santa Claus is that he is real, but not real. Like, Santa means saint, and yeah. So, what do you think about him?
Well, I believe that Santa Claus was a real person. He was Saint Nick. However, he died a long time ago, and also, which is based on history, what he used to do is he used to buy gifts for the orphans. Not buy, but he used to bring gifts to the orphans. And unlike what people think about toys, I believe that he used to bring food, because, and he was in Russia, and so that's what I believe. I believe he was in Russia, that he used to bring food to orphans around on Christmas, to celebrate Christmas. And so that's what I believe. There's a little one right here. She would like to tell me what she thinks about Santa. Come here, Liwanag. What's your name again?
Liwanag.
Okay, Liwanag. So, Santa going to bring you presents down the chimney, do you think?
No.
Well, where do you get your gifts from?
A store.
A store? Who gives you the gifts?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus provides the gifts, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
What do you want for Christmas? Do you remember what you want for Christmas?
A pink shower brush and a lot of things.
A lot of things?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Would one of those like to be a warm, fuzzy teddy bear, blanket, or sweater? You want something fuzzy and furry?
Yes. It will be a fuzzy sweater.
Do you like Tinkerbell?
Uh-huh, a fuzzy Tinkerbell sweater.
What color is Tinkerbell's clothes?
Green.
Green. Okay, we're gonna interview another one now. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say, my God bless you.
My God bless you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Okay. Your turn.
Hello.
Say ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
How old are you? Two. Say two.
Hi. Two.
Two. What's your name?
What's your name?
Yeah. No.
He's two. Okay. So, next is going to be Mahal. Mahal, I want to know what you believe about Santa. Does he come through a chimney to deliver presents to you?
No.
Well,
but sometimes in a movie he does.
Yeah, in a movie he does, but that's not real, is that, Iwana?
Uh-uh.
So Mahal, do you get presents at Christmas usually?
Yes.
Who gives you those presents?
Someone, yeah. And so, Jesus provides someone to give them to us, and stuff like that. And I believe that Santa Claus means a saint, and he was real, and he used to give, like, food to, like, orphans, and that's what I believe.
That's a good answer, Mahal. All right, next is Samantha. Samantha, do you believe that everybody should give a gift at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Jesus is Jesus provides presents for everyone to give to each other, and he provides the money and everything, and that's what I think.
Well, what if people don't have money? Do you believe that God still can provide if it's his will?
Yeah.
What is the best Christmas gift ever, and why?
Jesus, because he died for our sins.
Very good answer. That's right. Jesus was born to die. I'm going to let Francis talk for like about 2 minutes about what's coming up this week. There's a special day this week for her. Go ahead, Francis.
My birthday's coming up on December 23rd.
That's Wednesday.
And I'm turning 10, and that's on Wednesday. And the movie that I really want to see is Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, and it comes out on my birthday.
Well, happy early birthday to you, Francis. What do you want for your birthday?
Clothes, shoes, socks, a Barbie, I think that's pretty much it or something.
Okay. All right. We have a little girl here that's 4 years old. She's been asking me a question. Could you come in come and ask that question over here again, Liwanag?
What? How did Mrs. Claus die?
Well, actually, Liwanag, that Mrs. Claus was not really part of the original story, Liwanag. It says that she does not have a counterpart in folklore or mythology, but was the creation of American authors. She was popularized by poet Catherine Lee Bates in Bates' poem, Goody Santa Claus on a Sleigh Ride. The character has since appeared in story, film, television, and other media. The gift-giving bishop, St. Nicholas, was never portrayed as having a wife, and only when he was transformed via Sinterklaas into the more secular Santa Claus in the early 19th century did a wife appear. So you hear that, Liwanag? Santa might not have been married. Okay, so if you guys want to call in, the phone number is 1-347-884-8125. Again, that is 1-347-884-8125. I'm going to look for some music here to play.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is the giant turkey. I heard you were chewing on my little brother for Thanksgiving. You're in trouble now. Me and my big brother will find you and stomp you to chicken eggs for what you've done to our little brother. Otherwise, so shop for your giant turkeys at giantturkeysuperhighway.com.
Okay. So we are going to play some music temporarily, if possible, but we are having technical difficulties. So what we're going to do is we are going to have some chorus over here singing something. So, chorus, what would you like to sing? Oh, Mahal, what would you like to sing?
Jingle Bells.
Okay, why don't you guys sing Jingle Bells really loud. Here you go. You want me to go first? Okay, go ahead. You want to sing?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's a Christmas day and a happy new year. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. And a happy new year.
Very good. Very good.
Do you guys know any Christmas songs like Away in a Manger?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, well, sing what you do know. Song, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Francis, lead in it. Still having technical difficulties, so please enjoy the music of the guests that are in the studio right now. Francis, would you like to lead in any song?
We don't know that.
Okay, Mahal, go ahead.
I'll sing Jingle Bells.
Okay.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run in one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, how fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Do you guys know the song Amazing Grace?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay, let's sing.
I don't know.
On the count of three.
I don't know how to sing that song.
That's okay. Let the ones sing that know how. One, two, three.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved wretches like
We're still on? Are we still on?
Technical difficulties again, huh? Oh, man. Hold on just a second here. I don't even know if we're streaming or not. Let's see. What to do? What to do? Well, it's Christmas season, so it's Christmas thing. So, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I hope you guys been good and not, you know, being naughty because of Santa Claus. So, yeah. Bum, 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 bum. I don't know. What else did you guys sing? I mean,
We sang Jingle Bells twice, and we were singing O Come All Ye Faithful and Amazing Grace and Away in a Manger. Those are the songs that we sang.
Wow, that's great.
And also,
what did you do?
I interviewed the kids about what they thought about Santa Claus.
But you did.
Santa Claus come down from the chimney. They said no. And they said Jesus provides the gift.
All right. What else did you talk about?
Well, I interviewed Winston today, and we had, conversation. But then he had to go, and I also needed to play a song. And then we started to experience technical difficulty. So at least we were able to be on the phone, not having technical difficulty while Winston was there. And so I'm thankful that the host is here now in the studio so that he can also try to figure out the technical difficulty. So that is pretty much what we also answered the question of Lee Wanning. She wanted to know how Mrs. Claus died. And I researched it and found out that Mrs. Claus didn't really come around until the 19th century. So she wasn't part of the original story. So that's what, and we talked about the origin, a little bit about the origin, what I believe was about Santa Claus. So, if there's any callers, we, at this point in time, may not be able to pick up any callers, but we're trying to get the technical difficulties resolved so that we can. So you can feel free, though, to call in at 347-884-8125 and listen in. And remember to press the number 1 so if the technical difficulties go away, that we will be able to pick you up so that you can ask questions or weigh in on your opinion. And we thank you for listening to this Christmas special that we have. This will be the only show of the blogtalkradio.com/ The Fernando Poniente Show this week. It's going to be Christmas on Friday. Wow, praise God for that. And then next Friday after that, I think it's New Year's Day, right, Fernando?
They usually are. Christmas, a week later, New Year's. So, I don't know if you guys have been talking about your New Year's resolution. Have you committed to, first of all, how good have you followed your New Year's resolutions you had last year, 2009, 2008? I bet. I didn't even go through mine, if I had 10, I'd say about, I had 9 New Year's resolutions, and I think, it was 9, should be 4 out of 9, I'd say that I fulfilled New Year's resolutions. Things like not going to eat, more salt in your food and stuff like that. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. Who cares? But hold on a second here. All right. Yeah. I do apologize. I'm still trying to get this thing on, so I don't even know if we're actually streaming and, you know, or live right now. But who knows? It's Chris. Who cares? I mean, it's Christmas time. Dun 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 dun. Batman. Dun 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 dun. See, I can do all that. Maybe I should be the just the music. Batman. Dun 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 dun. All right, bear with me here. Bear with me. All right, still trying to figure out. Sorry. But actually, I don't know if the kids. We're gonna have the. Here's you know, there's a couple of kids that stopped by here at the studio. They're over here. Yeah, there's actually four kids that stopped by here at the studio, and they would like to share their little Christmas spirit. So I think what they're gonna do is to sing. Oh yeah. Okay. I think they're gonna do is sing. You know, a Christmas carol. Huh? Oh, okay. And this is Luana. What are you going to say?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. That is great. Are you guys about ready?
Yeah.
Kissing me. All right. Now, O Come, O Ye Faithful, maybe? I you in the choir don't know how to do that? Okay. There we go. Here, hold it.
King of all creation, came he to a world forlorn, the Lord of every nation. Lead us with high.
Well, thank you, choir. Oh, man, that is pretty, pretty good. Thank you, thank you. Woo! Yeah. Oh, actually, Switch Sports back online. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Winston, did you enjoy that or what?
Oh, yeah.
Are you
I
there?
Was pretty good.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's a long, long prelude there. I'll
yeah.
tell ya. Well, you know, that's the name of the game, dude. How was your interview today with Dawn?
Good.
Good. That is good. I want to listen to it when I maybe tomorrow or something. Yeah. What's new, man? Hey, that Brittany Murphy. Let's talk about that. She, you know who she is, right?
Yeah, the one that played on Just Married.
I don't know. Maybe she's known for, you know, that I will never tell or something like that, or
I believe
Eight
so.
Mile, Eight Mile, yeah, whatever, yeah, like one of those. But anyway, she's ended up dead, and she's like 32 years old. You know, they're kind of ruling out that she died in a heart attack. I'm like, what? That can't be, man. I mean, they're still doing a test right now. And as soon as the test comes back, you know, they might find some drugs or anything in her blood. You know what I mean? I mean, anyway, that's sad and tragic. Sad and tragic. But,
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not... My personal opinion?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come to a shock. Suicide.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little towards that too. That we don't know.
She was dealing with the paparazzi for a very long time, and I mean, you know, she hasn't played any recent movies. I mean, you know, so that kind of lets me know kind of the impression that she's depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And depressed people usually commit suicide. And you know, with the bad economy failing, and you know, just everything, I'm pretty sure that got to her, the financial, since she had been playing the movies, get any money. Yeah, I mean, that can be depressing itself and really can really play havoc on you.
Exactly. Well, like I said, you know, tragic. So let's move on. We're going to do on this day, actually, it's 10 minutes into the hour. And second here, on this day, December 21st. My goodness, 3 days, huh? 3 days. Are you excited? Christmas, it's just right around the corner. Right, Winston? Excited. Exciting. On this day, on December 21st, 1988, a terrorist bomb exploded aboard on the Pan Am Boeing 747 over Lockerbie, Scotland, actually killing 270 people. On this day, that's what actually happened. On December 21st, 1879, Joseph Stalin, the Soviet statesman who was the leader of the Communist Party and dictator of the Soviet Union, the USSR, back to 25 years. So actually was born today, 1870, not today, but the date, 1879. Bum-ba-dum-ba-bum, on this day, actually, 1879, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin was born in Gori, Georgia, actually. So that's what's going on. Did I just mention that? Yeah, I did. 1948, Ireland became the independent republic. And also, in 1978, police and cops in just Plain, Illinois, arrested John W. Gracie Jr. Ooh, and began unearthing the remains of 33 men and boys whom Gacy was later convicted of murdering. And the birthday. We're gonna do a birthday. Jane Fonda, your favorite, Winston. She turned 72 years old. Hanoi Honda or Hanoi Jane or something like that. Anyway, Ed, hey, you know why they called her that?
KRO 101 Los Angeles. Keep on listening to best music and all time favorite. We got Willie Nelson coming up. Top of the hour. You know it is. Earl Pitt coming up. Goodbye.
All right. Winston Pitt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am the radio. I'm I'm working double shift. I'm like literally working double shift for Young Country 99.5, and now I'm on the phone with you, so I'm kind of working back and forth here.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Okay, you lost me there, bud. Okay.
I heard everything. I was listening, and I also had my headphones on at the same time. Don't ask me how
okay.
I did that.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Samuel, I don't know.
Samuel L. Jackson, the actor, is actually turned 61. And dun-dun-dun-dun, Jim Rose.
Wow.
The Jim Rose circus sideshows. He turns 53. Ray Romano, 52. And dun-dun-dun-dun, Kiefer Sutherland actually turns 43. Boy, that's a lot of people. Oh, well, that, my friend, is on the segment of on this day. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
How are you listening to the Fernando Show here at Block Talk Radio? It's actually our last show of the year. And 2010, here we come. You know?
Guess what?
What?
Guess where's Tuesday podcast is going to be live from? You would never guess. Tuesday podcast, guess where it's going to be live from?
Whose podcast?
My podcast.
Live in sunny California.
Ooh, no. George Bush home state. Texas. Arlington, Texas. Oh yeah.
Oh.
It could be live from there.
When is that?
I'm going to Arlington, Texas this Monday. This coming up Monday. And I've taken all the stuff there.
Then you got a podcast there?
Oh, yeah, live. We're going on a mission trip, and, you know, so, yeah, going to Mission Arlington.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Yeah, you know you're going to be listening. So you're going to be on Block Talk Radio on Tuesday also?
Yeah.
Huh.
Thursday? I'm not sure. I don't know if we're going to have a show or not.
Yeah, it's Christmas,
know.
Dude.
I know, but again, 9 o'clock, I should be home. I'm not sure, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Not sure. All right.
Yeah.
So what's new in politics? Are they going to get this healthcare push by the end of the year? What do you think?
Doubt it, no. No. And that's my take on that. And another thing on politics, okay,
mm-hmm.
I want to kind of bring this up too.
Okay.
That Fannie and Freddie Mac want $2 billion each by the end of this year. Each by the end of this year.
Oh, man. That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Fernando. That's more than a lot. I mean, we don't even have that much money.
It is a lot, okay? That's billions we're talking about.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? Oh man, that's
oh
a lot of money.
My goodness.
But anyway, have you seen the talk about movie of the week is the Avatar.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah, people say, "Oh, you gotta see it, man! You gotta see that." You know,
because
it's 3D. I think you get to wear the new technology they call the 3D glasses that are talking about there. But it looks like a good movie. So you gonna see it?
Doubt it.
Doubt it. No, you gonna wait until DVD comes out?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah.
Something like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do now, man. It's just kind of,
Hang on.
Oh, second here. Right, here we go. I found it. I found a giant turkey.
Gobble. 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 This is the giant turkey.
Yeah, he's always there. The giant turkey is always there, man. Eggnog.
If you're talking, you're going to hear me talking, okay? So just...
all right, that's fine.
Mute myself. I'm gonna be myself. Okay?
Just be myself, so I can fly, or I can something. I don't know. Let me be myself. Everything you know about eggnog. That's what we should talk about. Among the, what is that? What is Fox BYO? Oh, anyway, reading the about eggnogs here. Eggnogs actually originated in England, and where it was a drink for nobles, as the milk and eggs used to make it were in short supply. And when the colonists traveled to America, they brought the recipe with them, possibly naming it egg and grog, which was eventually shortened to eggnog. Unlike their London-based brethren, the colonies had no shortage of milk and eggs, making it much more accessible to the common folk. Egg and grog. Interesting. The tradition. The eggnog recipe, if you guys want to write this down and make it, if you got to make some of these, go easy on the alcohol. The eggnog recipe below, I'm reading it. No, actually, that's the recipe. Yeah, anyway. And it's actually telling you to serve about 30 and can be scaled up down to suit any size of the party. So it's traditional holiday eggnog. 12 eggs, yolks, and whites separated. 2 cups of super fine sugar. 2 pints of rum. Make that 4. 3 pints of milk. That's a joke. 3 pints of milk. 1 pint heavy cream. Cinnamon, nutmeg. There you go. This is what you're going to do. Beat the egg yolks and sugar together until it's thick. Then stir in the rum, milk, and cream. Refrigerate it until thoroughly chilled and pour it into a pouch bowl of pitcher. Beat the eggs whites until stiff and stir into eggnog. Stir the cinnamon and sprinkle the nutmeg on top. So, they're saying it's easy to change the recipe as well as add a little sophistication to the mix and stick it to the English by replacing the rum with brandy. Celebrating the fact that all our liquor taxes now go to their own duly elected government. I don't even know why I read that.
That was
Winston Eggnog. What do you call it? Alcohol or without alcohol?
No.
No alcohol, yeah.
No.
Me too.
That was Cooking Hour with Fernando. Dun 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 dun.
Cooking Hour with Fernando.
Cooking hey, I'm just
out.
Staying here. All
right.
I mean.
All right, where was I? See, I lost it. That's it.
Fernando?
That's it. We're done.
We are done. Wow. It's like 10 minutes left in the show. I mean, what are we going to do?
I'm actually twiddling my thumb right now. Show, next show, should be Catch Me First Monday of the year.
New year.
What
yeah, exactly.
That? Yeah. Well, I don't know. But the first Monday, Catch
Me
at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Keep an eye on here on Block Talk Radio. This is Fernando on the BlockTalkRadio.com. Fernando Poniente Show. Catch me. And also Winston. When's your next show?
That'll be tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on Talk Time Radio, BlockTalkRadio.com.
You're going to have Santa? You're going to have Santa as a special guest?
Possibly.
Oh, man. Tell him I want a BB rifle.
Okay, will do.
next time you see him, I know. Someone told me that that he usually hangs around the pipelines, and
he has a pipeline everywhere. It's followed them to Mississippi.
Oh, what now?
He has to follow them to Mississippi.
What?
He does.
No, really?
He has to follow them to Mississippi. He does.
He doesn't stop by there. Is that what you say?
Yeah, no, he follows them. He don't have no negative, he couldn't find his way there at the pipeline. But he follows them there. He follows them.
You
don't get
lost.
It, dude. You know.
I
lost
think,
you. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh,
you know,
man.
What do you expect? What do you expect out of an Illinois win, or whatever you call it? That was a good one.
No, that's a good one. You got me there.
Ho-ho.
You got me deep. Ha-ha, you got me. So 9 p.m. tomorrow. That is nice. Yeah, I should be.
Yeah.
I should be able to call in.
Possibly,
yeah,
maybe.
Have to, yeah. I get off at 9, so I'm gonna get the, you know, the cell phone with me, and so I can call on the way home. You know, I can do that. How's the snow? I mean, getting snow over there, man. We're supposed to get like an inch tonight, but.
Wow, that's an inch.
What I don't like is about. I don't like about this kind of weather. It's the ability to. Enable you to drive safe.
Yeah.
Or to drive straight. Mm. With all the ice and all that. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Facebook. Oh man, I don't know what's going on with Facebook.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, that's the there's nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to what do you call it? Customize my page, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, been working on that.
In
I think I put in there. If you go to Shopping Superhighway, I think you're one of the fan, right? You better be.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm not. What are you talking
yes,
about?
You yes, you are. Yes, you are. what was I talking about? Yeah. Anyway, the Shopping Superhighway. Yeah, you look at there and. I should be there. I mean, yeah, I know I should be there. I'm talking in a circle here. But anyway, the top 12, you know, it's going to say the top 12 MA cashback. You click on that, and there's something I've done right there. Clickety, 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 clack.
Been working on that.
So what's your, what do you think you're getting for Christmas, Winston?
I don't know.
Besides the you know, underwears and ties and, and socks.
I don't know. I think that's the only thing I'm getting.
You don't think you're getting this anything?
No.
Oh, you probably get. I can guarantee you're gonna get a some kind of a some musical instrument.
I wish.
Yeah, you're gonna get a musical instrument. I don't know. I just have this feeling you're gonna get that. And also some hat and more underwear.
That's right. Sure, with psychic pony in there.
Right. I can tell you what you're going to get for Christmas for only $5.99. But wait, I'm also going to tell you if you're going to get drunk on New Year's Eve or not.
But wait, there's more.
There's
Hi, Blue Maze here. Hi, Billy Mays here with Pony and Say. Your one Christmas psychic of them all. We're giving you 4 editions of it now. Come listen. Here's my order.
But wait. I mean, like.
There's more.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Winston, you're going to be the next Billy Mays. I can hear that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, Winston Pitts here.
Hi, with the bits here, with OxyClean.
Hi, with OxyClean, 2044,000 something.
Yeah.
So the OxyClean XT. And it's for only $100.99. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that, exactly.
Something like that. I can really use some eggnog right now. Non-alcoholic, of course.
Exactly.
Some warm sake. Warm sake.
Ew.
I don't know. Do you like sushi?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
I do, yes.
Yeah?
I do.
You do? I do, too. You do? I do, too. You do? Hey, how come the elves is not here? I thought I was going to have the... Oh, man. I do apologize. The elves are, like, no show tonight. But I can guarantee you, I promise next year, you know, I'll get a...
we can have you.
Yeah, we can have the elves and the reindeers and all that next year. I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the problem is, I hope you really like the carols and the jingles and everything like that.
Yeah, I did.
The Don and the crew. Sorry, I didn't open up the chat room also because, it was, we had really technical difficulties. And thanks, just want to thank Winston for hanging out. And
anytime.
Being there. So, this is Fernando. I'm going to sign off. And Merry Christmas to all you
radio.
All. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Merry Christmas, Winston.
Radio, you're in country 995. Monday, that's music. On the air. 24/7. Caller 3, you're on the air. What's
the
next song you
want to
hear?
I want to hear Boogie Boogie Night.
Coming up top of the hour. Right now it is 28 past the hour. Talk Young Country 995.
You done?